5 years no interest and 5 months no first payment, or 10-year 2.99 APR financing. Everyone on Team Pella of Wisconsin is digging deep to make Wisconsin proud. That's right, it's back. 5 years no interest and 5 months no first payment, or you can choose 10-year 2.99 APR financing. Look, you don't have to be a math whiz, but with inflation about to kick in big time, this is almost like free money for years from now. Pella of Wisconsin's custom measured, custom fit windows can be installed in as little as 8 weeks. And that's perfect timing because the frosty fall air isn't far away. Set your consultation today. Visit PellaWI.com/radio. PellaWI.com/radio. Or call 855-PELLA-WI. 855-PELLA-WI. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
1960-97.5 WTAQ. News, talk, sports.
At Ansay & Associates, we're committed to helping your business secure, protect, and grow your version of the American dream. To learn about our
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe here with you, 9:35 on this Monday morning. 888-455-1360 is the number. We are talking to former Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who is the president of the nonprofit Rise Up Wisconsin that has planned a rally for this Friday, August 6th, noon to 1:30, 2 o'clock. It's going to be on the steps of the Wisconsin State Capitol, wanting as many of you, the merry band of regulars in all of Wisconsin, to show up to demand that Speaker Robin Voss and State Senator Devin Lemieux, who is the majority leader, his counterpart in the State Senate, that they order a full forensic audit. We're talking about that right before the break. I apologize, Sheriff Clark. We were up against the hard break there, so I had to jump out. But we had played a soundbite from Justice Michael Gableman where he basically acted like we don't know, like there's no definition of what a forensic audit is, which was frustrating to me because, again, this isn't rocket science, right? We can define these things. We know what needs to be done. And you spent many years, obviously, as a sheriff. You've been down Milwaukee in the Madison area. I've got my thoughts on this. What do you think is in it for Robin Voss? And what I mean by that is he is continually, going back to COVID, his refusal to move forward on overturning unconstitutional and illegal mandates at the time. We see it now with the call for a full forensic cyber audit. What is it, the reason that he seems so afraid to just do the job he was elected to do?
Right, on behalf of the voters, and again, it's riseupwisconsin.com if people want more information on Friday's event. I need a big turnout there. As for Speaker Voss, he's wordsmithing here. He's peddling snake oil. If you notice, he's very selective with his words. He said that he is interested in and has ordered an audit. There's a difference between an audit and a forensic audit. A forensic audit uncovers fraud, whereas a regular audit does not. So, you know, he's very slippery. He's very elusive. So you got to listen closely to how he frames this. He will not say, you will never hear these words come out of his mouth, a full cyber forensic audit. You will not hear him use those words. Like I said, he's protecting the status quo. And here's another thing to keep in mind. He and LeMahieu signed off on WEC, the Wisconsin Election Commission's changing of the rules as it related to drop boxes, early voting, so on and so forth. So his fingerprints are on this, that if fraud is determined, I said if, his fingerprints are on it that he signed off on what WEC did. So that might be his motivation. I'm not sure. You can call him and ask him. But just keep in mind, he's a politician. They're slippery.
Well, and I say we've invited him on. I can't tell you the number of times I've asked him to come on. He has steadfastly refused. And his claim is because I'm not nice. I think I'm very nice. But what I won't do is exactly what you said. I won't let him play the game where they do the shell game and they say certain things. If I ask a question, I expect someone to give me the answer to the question that I asked. And that's, I think, why he won't come on, because he doesn't want to be held accountable. And again, it's not just that he's an elected official, but he's the speaker. He is, and he rules with an iron fist in the state assembly. I mean, if he only had as much fire in the belly to go after corruption that he does to go after a Republican member of the caucus that doesn't toe his line, we might actually see some amazing advancement. But that's a whole different can of worms to get into. Now, with the audit, the other thing, by the way, last week you had mentioned this, and we're trying to pull the sound right now from last week's show. And because he said in a press conference last week, and it's exactly what you're talking about, how he says it. He was asked about a forensic audit, and his answer, and I've got the transcript, but I'm going to try to get the sound here. He said, "I feel like we already have a forensic audit." Again, it's mealy mouth. You know, I feel like it's one. It doesn't matter what you feel like. Are you doing it or not? Are you actually examining the ink? Are you looking at these ballots? Are you going in and testing the machines? Are you doing these things, yes or no? It shouldn't be that hard of an answer.
No, it's not that hard of an answer. Shame on him. You know, apparently he has thin skin. If he says, well, you're not nice. Look, he's in the environment of politics. Politics. It's a bare knuckles affair. You have to have thick skin. You have to be able to take the heat. Apparently, he wants interviews where people spoon feed him questions and he can dance around answers and nobody will challenge him. That is not the kind of person we need as the Speaker of the Wisconsin State Assembly. He could be an assembly or representative in his district if his voters want him to be that, but he can't speak on behalf of the entire state legislature. So, you know, you're probably not going to get him on, and it's a shame because, you know, he has an obligation as the speaker. He has an obligation. His conduit with the voters is through shows like yours. Come on, like I'm doing, just talk. Hey, if people think you're wrong, you're wrong. You can explain. If people think I'm wrong, that's fine. I don't care about that stuff. What I care about is that our elections are honest and fair, they're transparent, and that we – will never surrender our right to scrutinize election results. And until these things are satisfied, I'll tell you right now, don't forget our U.S. Senate seat is up in 2022. You notice I said our Senate seat.
Mm-hmm.
Senate
exactly.
Seat, words matter. That seat doesn't belong to anybody, not even Ron Johnson, who's a friend. That's our Senate seat is up. That could shift the balance of power in the United States Senate, and the Dems are targeting our Senate seat. Also, the governor's race is up. I'll tell you right now, those two positions are going to be very hard to win those statewide elections unless we ferret out the fraud going into 2020. And like I said, Joel, this is not about undoing the 2020 election. It's to find out where the fraud existed.
Right.
And I've seen some of it, by the way, by people who are running the crunching numbers. And it's not pretty. But I'll wait until the whole thing is done. But the fact is, if we don't root out the fraud, some of these may be organized attempts. It may be widespread. It may be not. But I want to know. I'm not going to be like Robin Boss and say, well, I'm not sure. You know, who knows? No, we need to know.
Well, as a matter of fact, here it is. We were able to pull it up. Here's Robin Voss. This is a press availability he did last Tuesday. The question came up of a full forensic audit. Cut three. Roll that cut.
I feel like we already have a forensic audit being done by professionals. We already have people that I trust who have been prosecutors in the past, not computer science people, right? Justice Gableman was a district attorney. He was a judge. He was a member of the court. We have investigators who did this as a career. So I think that they are very well equipped to be able to handle it. And I think we need to have some patience to be able to say, look, we have people who are very well qualified doing this work. Let's give them the time to actually accomplish the goal we've asked for.
Now, something I've pointed out, and I'm sure you're aware of this, he keeps referencing his investigators. They've lost two investigators. The only person they have left, as my understanding, their experience was as a polygraph tech. Now, again, you're the professional in law enforcement. Maybe I missed something, but I'm pretty sure a polygraph tech is not an investigator, certainly not one that could get to the bottom of the kind of things we're talking about here.
Right, and that's the snake oil that Boss is peddling. That is the crap sandwich he's trying to feed the voters. He's asking for time and patience. You know what that is when a politician says that? I'm trying to run out the clock.
Exactly.
That's
yes.
What that means. Like, we need to be patient. We don't have time. The 2022 election is almost
it's here.
Upon us, and we have to have this resolved before 2022, before November of 2022. Now, the other thing he says, we have people who are experienced investigators, a DA, and Mike, you know what? That comes after That's the back end of a forensic audit, that once you crunch the numbers, once you find these potential frauds, then you have people look into that. So he's putting the cart before the horse. These people are not qualified. These are three retired cops. I thank them for the service to their community. They are not forensic auditors, and neither is Mike Gableman.
And again, why wouldn't they? Why the insistence, the recalcitrant nature, where he just won't push? I really quickly just want to play one more soundbite from that press conference last week, in case you hadn't heard it, because he basically tries to say they are doing one, and I find it interesting because I agree they're not. It is a snake oil salesman situation, but this is where, again, he's purposefully, because it's one of two things, right? Either he's so ignorant he doesn't know that he's lying, or he's lying bold-faced. Either way, he's unqualified for the job if he's doing either of those things. Cut one. Here's what Voss said last week.
A forensic audit. So just like perhaps President Trump was misinformed about what we're actually doing in Wisconsin, I feel like my colleague Representative Branchon is misinformed about what we're doing in Wisconsin, because we are already doing a forensic audit. We launched that in February, way back. 6 months ago, to make sure that we had professionals looking at all the issues. If you read the scope statement, it very clearly mirrors exactly what's happened in Arizona. So we are already doing a forensic audit.
I'll let you react to that.
He's straight up lying, Joe. He's not doing a forensic audit. He's got, he named five people, and now he's only down to three of those, and that's Gableman and actually four, and they're down to two. And a retired law enforcement forensic polygraph, a guy who does polygraphs, he does not have, you know, the Maricopa style. By the way, Friday at the rally, we're having a speaker who went down with Janelle Branch into Maricopa County to get briefed to find out what they're doing and how they're doing. It's very extensive. It cannot be done with five people. It can't. So for him to say we're doing a forensic audit is a straight up lie to the voters and the residents in the state of Wisconsin. I can prove that he's lying. I know what's involved in a full-blown cyber forensic audit, not because I came up with the definition. I'm talking about the people who do this sort of thing, who have this experience, and they've already told me that's not going on. That's not what Voss is doing. It's not what Voss is talking about. So, again, that's the snake oil. That's the crap sandwich he's trying to shove down your throat, and now he's trying to convince you that it tastes good when you know better.
Well, now let's talk about the speakers you mentioned. So obviously you'll be speaking there. I'll be joining you as well. But then tell us about some of the other speakers that will be at this rally on Friday.
Sure. We're still putting the list together. But Janelle Branchon, Representative Janelle Branchon, who ironically was named to the original commission about a potential forensic audit. Now that she's calling for one, now he's crapping all over her. He's threatening her with primarying her in the upcoming election. He's threatening her with that he would redistrict her and make it difficult for her to win. This is the kind of bully behavior we get out of Robin Voss. So Janelle Branchon will be there, also Representative Assemblyman Rantham.
Oh, yes, Tim Rantham. Yep.
And he'll be there. And then there'll be some others, too, that I don't want to name yet because I don't want them to start, you know, getting all the hate and everything. And the threats about appearing at this rally. But this is really about, it's not about the speaker. It's about energizing the base. It's about rallying the base. It's a call to action. People ask me all the time, Sheriff, what can we do? We're losing our country. We're losing our state. What can we do? Well, here's the first step. Let's organize it at grassroots level. Let's do a better job of organizing, and let's get energized. So this is a call to action. So I need people to show up.
And that's just it. Now, I know at least one bus that's organizing to go down there. If people want to coordinate, is the best way to do that, in terms of making sure they're dotting their I's and crossing their T's, just to contact Rise Up Wisconsin through their URL, riseupwisconsin.com? Or what's the, for people that want to put groups together, what's the best course of action?
Yeah, go to your county chair, your county GOP. Look, this is nonpartisan, but let's be honest that, you know, the left's not interested in any sort of voter integrity or vote reform. So contact your county GOP chair. And it should be easy to look up. I don't have the entire list, but there's 71 of them. Some of them are organizing bus rides down, so get a hold of them to see if they are organizing your own bus ride. and let's turn out on August 6th, riseupwisconsin.com.
Fantastic. Well, Sheriff Clark, I appreciate you joining us this morning. I look forward to being there with you on Friday. We're certainly going to continue to mention this each and every day, trying to get as many people out there as we can. I'll make sure it's up on all my social media channels, the website, the whole shebang, so that we make sure everyone knows. But I want to second what you're saying. This is too important. If we want election integrity, now's the time to act. You know, 2022 may seem like a ways off, but as goes politics, it's here. In terms of fielding candidates, whether, again, Senator Johnson runs for re-election or there's someone new running, that's going to be decided in the near term, and there's a lot of runway we've got to clear to get to that election. And the same is true for governor. And if we want to believe that we can get out the vote and that vote will matter, we've got to solve this. As you pointed out, and you said it a little differently, but I'll just add, to me, this is the ultimate form of voter suppression. If people don't feel like their vote counts, they're just not going to show up.
Well, keep in mind, too, Joe, that this is the one day at elections, the one day where people can affect their government. On the other 364, government is affecting you and not always in ways that you like. So that's how important elections are.
Absolutely. And these elections are paramount for the future of our republic. If we want to have these United States, to have the great state of Wisconsin be somewhere where you can thrive, you, your family, your businesses, these elections make a huge difference. We've seen in the short time since November the damage that can be done under a different circumstance. We've lived, unfortunately, with one-term Tony for far too long already. We want to make a difference. We've got to make sure that the elections will be counted the way they should, fairly, transparently, legally. And the only way to know that's going to happen is to get this full forensic audit started, get it completed so that we know what really went down. Sheriff Clark, really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you on Friday again. RiseUpWisconsin.com to learn more. Contact your county GOP so that you can get a bus going for your local area as well. Sheriff Clark, thank you again. I appreciate it.
The Regular Joe Show.